You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. 21-year-old San Francisco College student Ishik Barfin has a special bond with her mom. The two are both musicians in the Turkish Alevi tradition, which has been passed down in their Kurdish family through generations. Alevism is nominally a branch of Islam, but also has influences from Sufism, Buddhism, Zoroastrianism, and shamanism. Many people know about the Armenian genocide in Turkey, which was commemorated earlier this week, but fewer are aware that the Alevis have also faced persecution, both historically and in recent years. This is why Barfin's family ended up here in the Bay Area, and it's also part of why she's so passionate about keeping her music and culture alive. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, Barfin talks about the importance of lineage, and she and her mother, Ostin Osteprak, perform a few songs with a bahlama, a kind of lute, and a duf, a kind of drum.
My name is Ishik Barfin. I am 21 years old. I'm a student at San Francisco State University. I grew up in San Francisco. I was born in Istanbul. I came here when I was 4. Music's been a part of my life since I was born into it. My mom, when I was like 3 or 4 years old, she would drop me off at my grandmother's house so they could take care of me while she went to school, music school. And when she would come home, she would have to, you know, study, which was basically her playing the bahlama. And I was about 4 years old when I tried playing it or was just having fun with it. And anyone that tried interfering with me, my grandfather would step in because he was a musician himself. And he would, my great-grandfather would make the bahlamas, and then my grandfather to my uncles, and then my mom, and then me, and hopefully the generation after. So in our culture, in our religion, Alevi, we gather up in a home or in a room, and that's when everyone, women, men, grandfathers, everyone is just in there. And we have dedes and pirs, and they're basically really old men that we respect in our village. And they have bloodlines, they follow one another, and they're the ones that play the bahlama. The bahlama comes in various sizes, and they normally tend to play like the smallest ones, and it's actually named after them too. They call it the dede saz. And as they play that, they play deish, and that's the form of music that, you know, that's Alevi. And as they play, they do sema. In the Sunnis, they, you know, go to the mosques and they pray, but in our culture we go into the sema. So we turn a man and a woman, they're going around in circles in front of the dede that is playing the saz, and as they're going in circles, they put their right hand towards their heart and they put their left hand towards the ground. So they're giving it from the heart, or like they put their left hand up towards the sky, or they could give it to, like, you know, the atmosphere. The philosophy of Alevi is basically giving. So it's from human to human. So we're not as religious as other Islamic branches. It's a lifestyle. My mom taught me that it doesn't take a person to become a musician when they just play music looking at the notes. It takes a person to become a musician when they play it with emotion and with feeling. That's how you get the song or the music into the audience so they can understand you better. When people would listen to my mom sing, even me, like, I just start tearing up. Sometimes I don't understand what she's singing, but it just sounds really beautiful, so. I'm am multicultural due to the fact that I was raised in San Francisco, so we would be more of the hyphy movement, but my mom would be more of the what is she doing movement. And this kind of calmed me down when we back to Turkey every summer, or when we stayed in Turkey for 2 years, we would go to Dersim, where my grandparents were, and spending more time with them, not only did I start understanding the language, because they would always speak Zazaki with me, but I also understood the way that they would act. So in Turkey, when you put your leg on top of each other, it's called disrespect, but in America, it's not. It's more formal. And I just had to balance that out within myself. It was low-key finding myself within the time period of both cultures. So when going back home to Turkey, I wouldn't act the way that, you know, most Turkish people would, or most Zazaki people would. So they would always look at me like I was just different. But they also respect me, because even the ones back home in Turkey, they're still not aware of their own culture, and they're trying to be more Americanized. Whereas I live in America, and I'm still trying to take care of my own culture, because I'm aware that, you know, it's not as free. The reason why we want to spread our culture is because of the fact that there's not a lot of Alevi people in America, and America is more of Americanized cultures. So a lot of people that even immigrate to America, they forget their own cultures and they become more Westernized. And even though I was raised here, I don't really agree to that perspective, because everyone should never forget where they come from or who they are. They shouldn't try to be something that everyone else is trying to be. And that's why I like spreading my culture. Whereas my mom, she says that she was born into it, just the way that her parents spreaded it. They weren't doing what we were doing. They were just spreading it because it was their culture already. It was a part of them. So they didn't have to spread it, because that was back in the day, because they were all already Alevi and they were already in that culture. So that's what my mom's saying. She was already born into that culture, and now that she's in a totally different state, country, it's more important for her to spread it so people could know about us and the genocides that we went through and that is still happening. I don't want our culture to become extinct. So with music, I feel like that's the best way to express yourself and the best way to keep it going.